is an interview at the Arizona Accordion Club on June the 21st, 2004, with Tony Lovello. Tony is going to be our featured entertainer this evening. And first question out of the box, Tony. Growing up, who was your accordion idol and why?
Well, really, I didn't have an accordion idol because I never took accordion lessons. My father taught me how to play the accordion. But then later on as I grew up, of course, it was Charlie Magnani. And then Puccini. That's where I studied off of doing the bellow shake. I just admired the man when he did the bellow shake. And I think the first song I did was Galloping Comedians and so forth. But then I had fun doing that. But I found a new way to do the bellow shake, which I probably will probably see if I can pass it along to some of these people out here tonight.
You mentioned Frassini, and I haven't heard that name in so long. I played Flashing Fingers at one time by Frassini.
Just don't ask me how old I am, then.
Quick question. When did you first realize that you were talented enough to perform on the accordion in public?
I never realized that I was talented enough to perform on an accordion until one day somebody heard me play the accordion in a store. I was trying out an accordion. He says, where's your father? And it didn't dawn on me what he wanted. He says, I want your father to have you bring me, have you come out and meet Eddie Cantor. And that's when my first break came from. So that's how I met Eddie Cantor. And so I went on tour with Eddie Cantor when I was about 12.
Now, you were born in New York?
Buffalo, New York, yes, uh-huh.
And then you lived in California?
Lived in California, and of course, I worked out of California, mainly because I went to school out there. And then I went on the Godfrey Show, and then from the Godfrey Show, Artie Dunner, the Three Sons, gave me a call, and I joined the Three Sons in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, twin coaches.
Now you're in Kentucky. Why Kentucky?
Well, I had a very bad, they had a disease out in Florida, and I guess they still have it now, for the Nile disease, and I had encephalitis, and also hearing. And so with that, I had to give up the show business. And so I went into the hotel business, and I moved out to Lexington, Kentucky. A good friend of mine had a couple of hotels. I went out there, became an entertainment director. Later on, took over one of the hotels as general manager, married my secretary. And I've been there ever since. So I retired out of the business for about 32 years. And about 4 years ago, I decided to retire out of the hotel business. And just as a hobby, I said, I'll take over back in the accordion. I went up on a website, and things just started to come out. And I figured, well, I better go out and see if I can meet some of these people that I'm writing for. So I have about 150 arrangements that are videos. And so we've been passing them all over the country. So, like I said, this is my third tour I've taken. This will be the last tour I'm going to come out here to the West Coast.
Now, you've owned many accordions over the years. tell me about which one is your favorite. Do you still have it?
The accordion? The Vitozzo.
Okay.
The ETOSA. I've played Vitozzo over 50 years now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've only played Vitozzo 48 years, so I'm two behind you.
You're behind me, is right, but you play well, believe me.
Thank you very much. You're known as the Liberace of the accordion. How did you get that nickname?
I guess it's because I used to wander through the audience and play, and it's like a one-on-one so they could see what I was doing, and I enjoy myself. I have a good time, and I walk and talk and throw a little bit of comedy here and there. But all in all, somebody came up and said they called me the Liberace of the accordion, so that's where I got him.
Did you ever meet Liberace?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, he was performing at the Harris Club, and backstage, I came out there, and he saw me with the accordion on. He says, where are you playing? I said, I'm playing on the other side of the stage. And I said, I play in the low rent district. And anyway, we had a little chat there. And then later on, we want to call it jamming, but I sort of played with him in Palm Springs, California. We had a beautiful home out there.
What is the what do you consider the most clever thing that you've ever done with the accordion in front of an audience?
Play it.
Come on, more than playing.
I do a vibrato that everybody thinks that I have. As a matter of fact, when they hear them on my recordings, they want to know whether or not I have a particular software program for it. I tell them no, so I'm going to do it through live right now. But I think one of the biggest problems I had is one guy came up and said, can I try your accordion? I had it sitting on the table right after I got through doing a concert. And I said, sure, go ahead. And he undoes the straps and puts them on. I said, you want to use my toothbrush too? And he says, I'm looking for the magic that you have in this accordion. I says, you're looking at him.
Tell us, Tony. I always enjoy asking this question. What's the biggest tip you've ever received for playing the accordion, and under what circumstances?
Tip?
Biggest tip you've ever received.
I think a gal came up and gave me $100 to play Twilight Time.
I was just going to ask you, was the song Twilight Time?
It was Twilight Time, right.
We got $100 once, another guitar man and I playing a song in the Dalles, Oregon. A guitar man came in, and he ordered up a couple of straight shots, and he sat there, and he said, here's $100, my dog just died, can you play Old Shep? You better believe, we learned Old Shep real quick.
You know, actually in the hotel business, I had a guy come in, and one time he says, you got to play for my daughter's wedding. I says, I don't play weddings. He says, no, you got to play for my daughter's wedding. He said, they all know you from the Three Sons of New York. I got a whole bunch of people come out here. I said, look, I don't open an accordion case unless I have a darn good reason. He said, would $500 be enough? I said, what time is your daughter getting married? And then one time I had another gal that come up, she said, would you play for my wedding? I said, why not? And she said, well, she says, I'd like to have you play Ave Maria. I said, okay, I'll do that. And she says, how much will you charge me? I said, $200. She says, for 3 minutes' work? I said, I'll play it slower.
Oh, two more questions here. I want you to tell our listening audience something about yourself that nobody else knows.
Well, that's a good question. My hobby is cleaning cars.
All right, now expand on that one, cleaning cars.
A friend of mine shows cars, as a hobby, I started cleaning cars. And every time that I go out of town to do these concerts, my wife, you know, goes to work, and everybody says, we can tell that Tony's gone. And when I come home, they say, we can see Tony's home.
All right, Tony, I've got teacher, entertainer, technician, arranger, master accordionist, recording artist. What next is on the horizon for Tony Lovello?
I'm going to retire.
Well, where are you going to retire? What are you going to do?
I'm going to retire back in Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm just going to continue with my musical arrangements, and I'll put out a couple more CDs. And I may play for the ATG, the AAA, and maybe if El Monte, you know, if you come around with it, I might come out and visit him, say hello, and I might play the accordion.
Last question. What do you want to be remembered by on your epitaph?
I had a lot of fun, and if I can pass along some of this information playing the accordion, I'm happy to. As a matter of fact, this evening's concert, I dedicate about maybe 15 minutes of it and just sort of pass along some of the tricks that I have.
Thank you very much, sir. We're looking forward to tonight's concert.
Pleasure.
You bet.
Thank you.